Can't even remember. Burlesque.
Have y'all ever had limousine or any of the new ones?
No. No.
They have a reputation for being kind of tough, huh?
Mm-hmm. Limousine bull, I've seen one, though, but if you ask me, he doesn't look any better than a Hereford bull. The one I saw didn't look any better. And then there's a breed called a Milkmaster.
A what?
Milkmaster.
I've never heard
of that. I've seen those. Now, those are pretty heifers, but to me, they look like Brahma. But they're not, the ones I saw were a beautiful shade of brown. Pretty animals. They were big.
What about the ones that came out of the King Ranch? The Santa?
Santa Gertrudis?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about those, except that I know that we can't afford them. That, Charlay, and, what were you just talking about?
The limousine.
That's all sort of out of our league. If you ask me, the prettiest cattle, and the ones I'd like to have a whole herd of, are the brindle-colored ones. They got a little bit of brame around them. Not a whole lot, but that brindle, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are beautiful.
What do you call a male horse?
Oh, God, I don't know that. I don't know. That's how much.
Do you ever hear stable horse or stud? Or
stud. Something? There you go. Stud.
How does that sound?
What? It sounds like a pretty good horse.
does that sound vulgar to you? Have you heard people?
Oh, sure. Sure, he's a real stud. Oh, God, that's why I said it sounds like he's a pretty good horse.
Would you ever just call it a male horse?
Yeah.
To keep from saying stuff?
Yeah. He's a male horse. That's a boy horse. That's a man horse.
What about the female?
You'd probably just say it's a female.
Any
a
other?
Female horse. Mare. There you go.
And you say everyone around here likes to what horses?
It's to ride horses.
And yesterday he
rode his horse.
And I had never
ridden a horse.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell
off the horse.
And a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning.
Oh, he fell out of the bed.
Did you ever say fell off of the bed?
No, he fell out of it.
And the things you put on the horse's feet.
The shoes?
What do you call a game you play with those?
Horseshoes.
And did you ever see it play with rings instead of horseshoes?
With rings?
Mm-hmm. The same game, essentially, that played with rings?
No, it's horseshoe and horseshoes. Even the kid ones have horseshoes. Or horseshoe-shaped things, anyway.
And the part
we'd call that a ring toss if we were playing that. With rings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you ever hear quoits?
No.
The parts of the horse's feet you put the shoes on.
On his hooves.
And you trim each
hoof.
And the male sheep is called a
buck.
What's the female?
Huh. The ewe.
Huh?
The ewe.
Okay. And what do people raise sheep for?
For their wool and for the meat, I guess.
For the
wool.
Okay. And the animals that you get. The animals you get pork from.
Are hogs.
When they're first born, you call them
little pigs.
Huh?
Little pigs.
And when they're about half grown?
I guess they're still pigs. Hogs.
Did you ever hear another name for between a pig and a hog?
I probably have, but all we use is pig and hogs.
What about shoat?
Yeah, I've heard it. We don't use it.
What do you think of it as?
I just associate it with a pig. It's no big deal.
You call it a... You've heard it called a...
What do you mean? A shoat?
Uh-huh.
I've heard people talk to it in reference to pigs, but I don't know what I'd do with it. I guess it'd be the in-between size. I don't know.
And the female's called a...
The sow.
What if she's never had pigs?